So, after drinking a bottle of Pepsi Max, I am ready to kick this shit into overdrive. Yeah! So, without further ado, here we go. Answering the quest for the questionnaire by the lovely Halby. And, yeah, without further ado, let's get started. Number one, how much time do you spend surfing the web or browsing Reddit on average? That's sort of a hard question to answer because I usually don't pay attention to how many hours that I spend on the computer because during my waking hours, I'm always on the computer. I'm always on the computer. You cannot drag me away from it. Or maybe you can, but I'm just saying, internet is a beautiful thing for porn. No, I'm just kidding. yeah. So I usually spend about, let's see. If I were to have to guess the time that I actually spend on the internet each day would have to, well, separate times, about 2 or 3 hours, I think. I don't know. I don't know. And number two, what is your favorite website online? Well, along with Reddit, I would say Tumblr because I love going on there and see what kind of photos of these bands that I love. And see, I love seeing a lot of rare pictures of bands that I like because it's just like opening a present on Christmas. Whenever you see a picture of a band member or something, you're just like, oh my god, they look so cute or they look so good. So yeah, that's why I usually go on Tumblr because I just love I go there for the music, I go there for the pictures and everything else. So Tumblr it is. Tumblr. Number three. Well, around what age did you start using the internet? Well, it all started back in 1998 when I was 4 years old. Yeah, I was 4 years old when I started using the internet, when I discovered it during preschool, and I was hooked to it ever since then. Because I usually go on Nick Jr. all the time when I was little. Yeah, so the tender age of 4 is when I first started using the internet. And number 4, what device do you use the most for browsing the web? I usually use my laptop. My laptop, which I am using right now. I've had this baby for like 3 years, and it's losing a bit of its luster, but it still runs good. I love it. And number 5, have you ever told friends or coworkers about GWA? How did they react? Well, here's the thing. I didn't actually tell them. But a family member, aka my mom, found out that I was posting these kind of audios on the subreddit. But it didn't really phase her out that bad. She says she might not understand it, but it's just something to fight boredom. I mean, that's her view on it. Yeah. So. And number 6, if so, have you ever told anyone in real life about your own GWA entries? I don't really go that much into detail. I just tell them that I just post on GWA and that's it. End of story. Number 7. On a scale of 1 to 10, one being the least, 10 being the most. How comfortable are you about sex? That means talking about sex, having sex, making recordings, masturbating. I would say pretty comfortable. I mean, not entirely comfortable, but you know, I'm getting there. I'm pretty much getting there. Let's see, about 6, 7, or 8, I would think so. I think meh. Okay, number 8. If you care to share, what is your sexuality? I would say pansexual, because I love people. Hot people are hot. What can I say? I'd hit that. All right. And number 9. How often and how many times a day, on average, do you think about sex or masturbate? Each day I think about sex about at least 4 or 5 times a day, and I masturbate about. I'd say if I were to have to guess, 2, 3, or 4 times a week, I think. I don't know. I don't keep up with how many times I masturbate or come or any of that, because it's not really worth the hassle. Number 10, who is your favorite submitter on GWA, and do you have more than one? Okay, here's gonna be a warning. I am going to name drop. So my recent favorite has to be how do you pronounce his name? It starts with an M. It starts with an M, I know that. Mielta? Isn't that how you pronounce his name? But anyway, I mean, I could listen to his, whenever I listen to his submissive recordings, I'm just like, ugh. God. Especially when he says fuck me, you know, it's just, why? Why do you have to say it like that? Make me melt. Fuck. I don't know. Even though he's been around here for like 2 or 3 weeks, or maybe longer than that, I think. Him. I like him. And let's see, who else? Holy Fictional. He's always been my favorite. Hi No Name. Now, she used to be on GWA, and now I'm starting to miss her. Sugar Mojito. She used to be around here in GW. I never got why she deleted. I have never got why she re deleted her recordings or deleted her account, 'cause she was awesome. She was just sexy as hell. Alethea Ray. Oof, I love her voice. Her voice is just like honey. Oh, and speaking of just like honey, now she is quite a peach. I love her. I love listening to her talk. Oh, and SK594. I could listen to him read poetry almost all day. All day. 'Cause he reads the poetry with just so much conviction and so much emotion. It just melts me. And Playful Little One. Oh, my girl. Playful Little One. Oh, she is just fucking awesome. She is just fucking great. Great, great, great. Awesome. To the bone. And 11. How many sexual partners have you had? Male, female, or both? None. I have not had any sexual partners yet. 'Cause I am still, A virgin. And number 12, who is your number one celebrity crush? Kind of hard to say. For years and years, see, here I go, gonna be a complete slut over old rock stars. I'm gonna say I've had this huge crush over Roger Daltrey, the lead singer of The Who. Oh my God. Don't even get me started on him. He's pretty easy on the eyes, in my opinion. Roger Daltrey is. So yeah, I'd say Roger Daltrey is my number one celebrity crush. Okay, number three. Not number three. Not number three. Derpy Tark. Number 13. Do you drink or like to get drunk? No, not that much. I don't really have a thing for liquor. But I do and sometimes like to sip wine. My favorite is blackberry wine. Even though sometimes, based on the brand, it kind of tastes like Robitussin. Or it might be just me. I'm just used to drinking my diet sodas and everything. I'm not used to drinking any alcohol or anything else. So yeah. Number 14. What is your favorite food and something you can never get tired of eating? Italian food. Italian food. I could die a happy woman eating Italian food and Mexican food. Mexican food. Hell yes. Yeah. Number 15. What is your favorite band and favorite song and album of theirs? Why did you have to ask that question? Uh-oh, the music nut is coming out of me. Oh. My favorite band of all time has to be Yes. They are awesome. I went to go see them last July, and they rocked the house. Even though the original lead singer wasn't with them, and the keyboardist wasn't well, Rick Wakeman wasn't with them. Jeff Downes was, from the Buggles. They still rocked the house. Went to go see them at the BJCC up in Birmingham. So many fun times. And my favorite song album of theirs. My favorite song. Heart of the Sunrise has to be one of my favorite songs of theirs. But my favorite album of theirs would have to be either the Yes album or Going for the One? Fragile? Close to the Edge? I don't know. I can't pick an album. I can't pick a favorite album of theirs because they're all good. I mean, Tornado is okay, but come on, you can't beat any of their albums like Close to the Edge, Fragile, the Yes album, Time and a Word, and all those. Yeah, 90125. Yeah, I do like 90125. The Trevor Rabin era of Yes, yeah. So I have no problem admitting that. Okay, so yeah. And number 16, what color are your eyes and hair? My eyes are bluish green, I think, and my hair is red, auburn red. And what color of eyes or hair is your favorite on a dream partner? Really, it doesn't matter, but I do like dark hair and dark eyes. But to me, it just doesn't matter. As long as your eyes stand out, it's like in prominent in color. Doesn't matter which color it is. You got me hooked because, as the saying goes, the eyes are the windows to the soul. So it doesn't matter which kind of color you have on your eyes, it's just I love eyes that sort of stand out prominent, you know? And number 17, what is your favorite time to have sex or masturbate? It's usually during the evening, either the evening or the late night, because that's when everybody is asleep on their side of the house, and I'm over here in my side of the house, in my room, being as loud as the hell I want, and getting away with it. Kind of. Yeah. And number 18, are you a top, bottom, or switch in bed? I'm a switch. And does it depend on your partner? I'm not picky. That's just all, that's all I'm gonna leave it to. I'm not that picky. And number 19, do you have any hobbies? Oh yeah. A lot of it has to do with music and the arts. I love singing. I love playing my Yamaha keyboard. I love playing the piano. It's one of my favorite things to do. Just to let off some steam sometimes. And write poetry and scripts. Because, you know, it's just an outlet for me. And are they something other people might think are nerdy? No, I don't think it's that nerdy. No, it's just something that it's something that most people enjoy because I love singing, I love playing music, writing poems and stories and scripts. It's just something I come to love to do, and that's usually my thing. And 20. If you could gain a superpower or super ability, what would it be? Would you use it for good, evil, a little bit of both? I would choose teleporting and cloning. Because if I do not want to go out of bed, if I don't want to get out of bed because I am so damn tired, I would decide to create a clone of myself and just let it run my tasks for me. And for teleporting, for teleporting, I would kind of sneak my way into a concert as far as as it is from my house. Teleport to a concert. Sneak into one by teleporting into a concert, and just, yeah, because if I were to be able to teleport, I would have lots of fun just going to different random places and just be there. Yeah. Yeah, and that definitely goes for concerts. Okay, and in the bonus questions, when listening to a GWA entry, especially if you follow specific people, do you ever picture what you think they might look like, the face and body, according to their voice? Sometimes, 'cause whenever I hear a man when I think they sound like fully mature, but then they just turn out to be like 18 or 19, but and it also goes for some girls. They kind of sound pretty young, but then they reveal their real age. It's just like, really? How can somebody with that age sound that young? How? Just how? How? Yeah. And two, have you ever gotten caught masturbating or having sex, and how did that go? Ugh, I've been caught many times masturbating without them even barging in on me. Because one time I didn't know that some of my family members were still in the living room watching TV, and I was just going at it. I was just having the time of my life. Just getting myself off, just schlicking away, and when I came, I was just so freaking loud. And then my next day, my mom mentioned that she thought I hurt myself. I was like, really? Wow. Oh my God. Oh my. No. No. Oh God. And yeah, that it was pretty awkward. Beyond awkward. But that never stopped me from being loud. I just try and be careful about which times to, do the do. Yeah. Number three, have you ever heard someone on GWA you could swear that you knew from somewhere else, online or otherwise? Oh, yeah. Many times, many times. And, yeah, it's just kind of funny because once you hear them, you're like, oh yay, they're back! But then it kind of turns out that it's not them. It's just not them. Especially if there are some GWA members that used to be here and they're under a different name. Or I would at least expect them to be under a different name. And like, oh yeah, I remember that voice. I know that squeal from anyway. Oh wait. Wait, but that's not her? What? Or I know that moan from anywhere. Oh, but that's not him. Oh, damn it. So yeah, it's pretty frustrating. 'Cause you swear that you've heard them before, but it's just not them. It's just somebody that sounds just like the other person. And it's so fucking frustrating. Yeah, so yes. Yeah. Yeah, so I had a lot of fun doing this questionnaire. And now I just want to just have a quick shout out and say thank you, Halby, for posting this, 'cause I had a hell of a time. Hell of a good time doing this. So yeah, I'll see y'all all later. Yeah. Bye.